and that's on to part two now. We again have different readings for this Mass because it's the rite of scrutiny we have today. And again, this is for those who are preparing for entrance into the church on the Easter Vigil. And so as the case last week, the Gospel focuses on the theme of faith to strengthen and encourage our candidates and catechumens in their final weeks before Easter. And while last week I preached directly to them, to you catechumens and candidates, this week I really wanted, even though we had a very long Gospel, I wanted to preach on one particular example of our Lord that I think specifically in today's day and age all of us need to hear and consider. And it stems from our Lord's example, which would not have been at all okay 3 years ago. He spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes. That certainly wouldn't have met CDC standards 3 years ago with COVID. And yet, it is our Lord's use of saliva that is of what is interest to me. And I think it reminds all of us the great potential and gift that we can give to people. For our Lord uses saliva to heal this blind man and to let him see. And while physically we may find this unhygienic, compared to how often we use our own saliva, perhaps we are the ones who need to clean up. For it certainly seems that the way we use this substance is unhygienic in a much different sort of way. For example, spittle from us angrily yelling, spewing a host of swear words, casting slurs, gossiping, using the Lord's name in vain. One that I have found to be a favorite in church life is passive-aggressive language. While our Lord uses saliva to make clay as to heal, we use our own saliva to make clay to throw at people. And this is not even considering our behavior on social media. And I'm sure most of you would agree today that our rhetoric today to each other seems to be getting more extreme by the year. And I think we must take into account how we are contributing to that rhetoric. Because notice even how this Gospel passage starts. Jesus and his disciples are walking past this blind man, and the disciples immediately start making clay to throw. Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Their first reaction to the man is to accuse him, that there must be some sort of sin involved. Jesus' first reaction is to defuse their accusation and then to heal the man. So my question, simple question for all of us this morning is just simply to reflect upon how are we using our words in our daily life to create clay to heal or to throw? And does our language reflect Jesus, who is the Word made flesh? That every word we speak reflects that word, reflects Christ. In addition to that, then my challenge for us is to clean up our language. That people should know our faith by the language that we use. And every word we speak should be used to bring healing and not injury. Imagine what a great gift that is to give to people. That every time they hear us speak, they receive the Word made flesh, Jesus, and they receive healing from our very words. Think in particular the day and age that we're in, this is a way we can uniquely be witnesses to the world, a world which is so full of people whose language is to make clay to throw at each other. And yet by using language full of goodness, purity, holiness, love, care, kindness, respectfulness, sacredness, we make clay that heals and opens eyes to see. To see goodness, but more importantly, to see Christ. And so when we speak, what clay are we making?